KUSP presents First Person Singular. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Laura Marcus has some promising news about dental care in our community.
I'm the executive director of Dientes, a dental clinic serving low-income residents in Santa Cruz County. Recently, I got on a bus at 5 a.m. to accompany some of our patients to a free dental care event in San Jose. Our staff had worked for weeks with other clinics, pre-screening 200 Santa Cruz residents and providing transportation over the hill. We arrived to find a line of 2,200 people snaking around the block. Some had camped overnight. I saw hundreds of children, elderly and disabled, some without teeth, some in pain, waiting in the shadows of Silicon Valley skyscrapers for free dental care. I was moved by the 1,600 volunteers who donated their time, but there was something very wrong with the picture. 4 years ago, when the state cut adult dental benefits, our phone started ringing with anxious patients, worried they could no longer afford to take care of toothaches or cavities. Despite serious challenges, Dientes continued to provide good dental care. At last, things are looking up. Governor Brown and the California legislature have agreed to restore some funding for adults who need dental care. While it's far below the $131 million called for by Senate Democrats, it will begin to rebuild the much-needed DentaCal program that helps the most vulnerable patients afford basic dental care. If the legislative analyst's office is correct and California ends up with a much larger surplus than this budget assumes, I urge Governor Brown to fully restore DentaCal to its pre-recession funding levels, and I urge you to do the same. I'm Laura Marcus.
Laura Marcus is Executive Director for Dientes Community Dental Care. If you have something to say on the air, go to the comment link at kusp.org/firstperson. For First Person Singular, I'm Guy Lanier.